When people die with the exhaustion of three things, the life, merit, and karma. If one is exhausted, then it's quite easy to revive and to prevent the death by doing practices. For instance, if the life is exhausted, then by doing long life deities practices, releasing life, and so on. Okay. And if two are exhausted, and then it is more difficult to prevent death. But if all three are exhausted, then it is impossible to prevent the death, so that one has to die. So when you die, it is said that there are two kinds of persons that will not go to the Parto. Parto means like intermediate state, the intermediate state between this life and the next life. And there are two kinds of persons that who do not go to Parto. Is the ones who are very advanced in practice. So right after you leave from this body, go to the higher Buddha fields, pure realms. And then there are another kind of persons who are very simple, who have very heavy negative karmas, will not go to Pato, but straight after the death go to the lower realms, like hell realms. The rest, majority of the people, the average majority of the people go to the, when you leave the consciousness from the body, then you are in a Pato without the body, just a mental body, but without the physical body. And so in this state, it is very difficult because there are so many just like your consciousness is just like blowing by the wind, the feathers. The feather is very light and blows wherever the wind comes. So like that, the ones part of consciousness also travels very, very fast, just like our mind travels. Our mind also travels very, very fast. So when you are traveling like this, that you don't know, you have indefinite different companions, different places, different food, different lifestyles, and all the time it is changing. So there's a great anxiety. And many people even do not know that they have died. So they try to contact the relatives and so on, but nobody responds to them. And they, since there is no physical body, you have no bounding with the physical, it's only mental state, and that also very kind of subtle ways. So they have a little bit of kind of clairvoyance. So what other people think also knows, and it affects them. If the other people sort of neglect them, ignores them, and do not take care of them, and to think about badly about the deceased one, then it affects them and they get very agitated. So in this way, average, although there's no definite, but for average people will remain in this way for 7 weeks. Every week they experience another death. Of course, there's no real death as such, but of course experience one kind of death and then again born. Of course, it's all miraculous birth, and there's no parents and so on. So that's why when the people die, we do the practices, emphasize practices for the 49 days. And then after 49 days, most people will take rebirth in any of the realms. But of course, it's not necessarily. Some people even takes, it is said that even eons that they could not take the rebirth and still roaming around. And then in the Pado they are very terrified and always running and very fearful state because of the elements. The elements absorb each other, and so they make very terrifying sound and the terrifying experience. And then also they see the lower realms as like walking on the very tiny edges, so they feel that they see these very cliff, very steep cliffs that may fall down. So there's constantly fear and anxiety. But at that time, due to this anxiety and fear, that it is very difficult for them to remember the Guru and the Triple Gem. But if they could remember, then it is very easy for them to get the realization, because there is no physical bound, it's only a mental state.